U.S. travel industry united behind President Biden's recovery effort. U.S. President Biden ordered 1,000 troops to assist in an immediate response and recovery effort after Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc on western North Carolina and many other regions, causing severe damage to well-known tourist spots. Hurricane Helene proved to be a fatal and devastating tropical cyclone, characterized by its rapid speed. It holds the record as the most powerful storm to impact the Big Bend area of Florida, causing immense destruction in various parts of the southeastern United States. This cyclone marked the 8th named storm, the 5th hurricane, and the 2nd major hurricane of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. Aerial videos captured the extensive destruction, showcasing the transformation of familiar neighborhoods and landscapes under the cyclone's wrathful impact. The consequences are being felt across Asheville to Charlotte, raising concerns about the local economy, particularly the autumn tourism business that thrives in the region. During this season, North Carolina's charming mountain towns like Lake Lure and Chimney Rock are usually filled with excitement due to the vibrant autumn foliage. Numerous tourists visit the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the most popular national park in the state, along with its surrounding area this time of the year, but not now. Hospital staff members in Tennessee made sure dozens of patients were rescued after a flooding disaster. Across the country, volunteers are helping with disaster relief. Today, World Central Kitchen, the disaster relief nonprofit organization established by renowned chef Jose Andres, has provided 64,049 meals across North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia. Additionally, with the assistance of 16 restaurant partners in North Carolina and Tennessee, the organization has distributed 5,200 sandwiches in the states affected by the storm, as stated in their official statement. For more information on how the U.S. government is assisting, go to www.usa.gov.